Shavua Tov, Chanukah Sameach, and Chodesh Tov, Afreilich and Chanukah. We're on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph here in Chulin, and we began with a brisa that addresses the case of Mevashel B'mei Cholav. And you may recall that Mei Cholav, which we translated into English as whey, milk whey, W-H-E-Y. And I'm not sure if that's an accurate translation. If somebody could look it up in the English translation just to confirm, I would appreciate that. And he takes basar and he cooks it with mei cholav. And the brisa says that he's potter. And the underlying assumption of the brisa seems to be that in this case, it's not considered cholav. Because mei cholav is an extract of milk, of water from milk, the water content of the milk. And you're able to do this during a process called chavitzat hagvina, during the curdling process of cheese making, kishachovtzim hagvina. They put a certain substance into the milk, and that's called a dovra mamid, which extracts that thicker part of the milk, which makes it into cheese. The water element separates from the chalav, from the thicker part, and what you're left with is something called mei chalav. And Rashi Shita, as we mentioned last week, is that mei chalav is synonymous, identical with nisyuve de chalba, which means when you find in Shas the phrase nisyuve de chalba, you know it's mei chalav. The Rush, on the other hand, disagrees. The Rush says that there are actually three stages. You start with normal milk as you milk the cow, and then you get to the stage of mei chalav. That's after the chavitzas hagvina. And then there's a third stage in which you cook the leftover residue milk. And what you're left with after that third stage in the process is pure water. And the nafka mina might be that although mei chalav is not chalav de oraisa for the violation of basa b'cholav, it might be basa b'cholav de rabbanon. And we've had many precedents for Ba'of B'cholav and other cases of Durabanuts. However, once you get to that third stage of the process, which is beyond Mechalav, which is called Nisyume Dechalba, that's already Mayim B'alma, Mayim B'alma, meaning it's pure water. And that doesn't even have a din of Cholav Durabanut. Now we're going to start today with Reish Lakish, and you'll find this approximately, shall we say, 12 or 15 lines down on from the top of Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The first word in the line is Chal, Chet Lamed, and as you move your finger from right to left, you'll get to the end of the line Misayea. Misayea Leil Reish Lakish. This brisa that, if you will, downgrades the level or the status of Mei Chalav and is Mafkia the Shem Cholav Doraisa from Mei Chalav is a support text for Reish Lakish. The Snan, Reish Lakish, attached his comment to a Mishnah in the sixth parak of Machshirim. And as we mentioned last week, based on a pasuk in Vayikra, together with a number of drashos, the Mishnah establishes that in order for a foodstuff to be mekabel tumah, if let's say a sheretz comes in contact with it, first the food has to be wet by one of the following mashkim, which if they fall on the dry foodstuff and wet the foodstuff, they're machshir the food to be mekabel tumah. And that's tal, yayin, shemen, dam, dvash, and cholav. Those are six that we add to mayim. Mayim itself is explicit in the Torah. Mikol ha'ochal asher yochal asher yavol of Mayim yitma. And in addition to Mayim, we have a ribui to include kol mashke. And that's from a later pasuk in the same perek in Vayikra Yud Aleph, where it says chitain mayim al zera v'nofal minivlosav olav tomehu lochem. And we have these two psukim. In one pasuk we have a ribui of kol mashke, in another pasuk we have zera, and zera tells me that dovra gidulim in haaretz v'chitain mayim al zera, once water comes in contact with something that grows from the ground, gidula min ha'aretz, then it's mukshel kabal tuma. And we also have a gzera shav between mayim mayim. To make a long story short, the member of this club that we want to focus our attention on is chalav. Chalav is one of the seven mashkim that are machshirim l'kabal tuma. And the Mishnah goes on to tell us that mei chalav harein kechalav, v'amochel harei hu kishemen, that just like you have this water that comes out of the milk when you separate the thick part of the milk from the water is a machshir, that's called mei chalav, so too mochel, which is a certain kind of liquid that is extracted from the olives when you crush the olives, that also has the din of shemen, and it's machshir the zera for kabbalas tumah. Reish Lakish adds the following comment interpreting this mission in machshirim: lo shanu ela lahachshir es hazroim, aval inyan bishul basu b'cholav mechalav enom kecholav. That this halacha is halacha in machshirin, probably because mayim is one of the seven machshirim, so mei chalav is not inferior to mayim. In fact, we have to know what the Mishnah is coming to be mechadish, and what was the habamina to say that mei chalav would not be machshir zera gidul min aretz lekabel tumah. But in any event, that's as far as Hechsher L'Kabal Tum is concerned. But if you ask about the essential or universal definition of Cholav, would Mei Cholav constitute Cholav? The answer, says Reish Lakish, is no, a negative. And that would be supported by our Braisa, that if you cook meat together with Mei Cholav, you're Potter. Now, the Gemara quotes a Braisa that clarifies, how do we know that there's a prohibition of basa b'cholav even with regard to the milk of other animals, other kosher animals? We've already established that as far as basar is concerned, for basa b'cholav, the same basar applies not just to gidi, but applies to any behema tahora, possibly even to chayav yof, and that's going to be an issue. But what about the milk? The milk ingredient in this concoction of basa b'cholav, does that milk come from a gedi? The Torah says, lo svashel gedi b'chalev imo. So you're taking the basa of the gedi and you're cooking it with the milk of its mother, which would mean of a gedi. And we had a long discussion last week about what happens if I take Basar Gidi and Chalav of a mother of a different Gidi. It's not the mother of this Gidi. And that seems to be upgrade. That seems to be assumed without question that certainly would be Basar B'chol. But now we want to know, can we go beyond Chalav Imo, meaning Chalav Gidi? Ein li ela b'chalav Imo. And the aim, by the way, changes its name from Gidi to Aes. It's a goat, a full mature goat. What about the milk of other animals? Is that also called chalav as far as basa b'chalav is concerned? B'chalev parav v'rachel, for example, the milk of a cow, the milk of a sheep. How do we know that that's also considered chalev imo? It's not imo of gidi. And for this, we need to introduce some sort of yalfusa, and that's the subject of this braisa. B'nai, how do we know that there's an isur basa Basa gidi b'chalev B'chalev Para V'Rachel. And Tosus here, B'diri Amaskel B'chalav, which is the third Tosus on the page, explains that the Tana of this Braisa is not rejecting the drush of the Gemara. No, it sees Moda that any Behemoth Torah is included in Gedi. That drush we've had and we've accepted and we've established it. Nobody questions it. And therefore he's not going to Doresh Chalav Imo as a ribui for all Behemoth Tahora, because that's included in the way we derive the Pasuk, that Gedi means all Behemoth. Gedi is only a representative of all Behemoth Tahora. But he needs a drasha to be marred in the case of Basar Para Bechal of Gedi. So he takes the meat of one species, call it a cow, and he cooks that beef together with the Chalav of a Gedi, or let's say he takes the Basar of a Gedi and he cooks it in Chalav Para in cow's milk. Here it says Chalav Imo, which implies that it's got to be the Chalav of that same species of Basar. How do we know that even chalav of a different min, other than the min of the basar, is included in the isur? But as far as requiring an isur, a limud, excuse me, for the isur para, for example, in the chalav of a para, or rachel in the chalav of a rachel, that goes under the general drasha that we expand gedi to include all behema. So basically, according to Shita Satosis here in this sugya, which is not the Rashi in this sugya, but Tosis understands that we're talking about a kind of cross-breeding, where you take the basar of one min, let's call it para, and you cook it with the chalav of a different min, let's call it gedi, or rachel. And the Gemara derives this in the Braisa from a kal v'chomer, amrit. We now have a kal v'chomer. Now, this kal v'chomer has to do with another parasha in the Torah, which is in Vayikra Yutes in Parashat Kedoshim, Behem Tchalos Arbia Kelayim, where the Torah says that you're not allowed to mix breed, cross breed two different minim of animals, two different minei balei chayim, Behem Tchalos Arbia Kelayim. And my emo, Shalonesra imo baharba, the Torah is more makil in a certain sense in the case of a gedi, because with regard to a gedi, let's say you would want to breed an aze with a gedi, both belong to the same species, that's okay. Since it's also min, there's no iser harba. And yet, Nesra imo bishulo, if you would take the gedi and cook it in the chalav of the aze, of its mother, you would violate an iser basa b'chalav. And now here comes the kal v'chomer. Para v'rachel shenemru imo barba. In other words, if you would take a gedi and crossbreed it with a para or a rachel, those are two different minim, then clearly you would violate the Iser of Behem Tcholos Arbia Kelayim. So you see that the Torah is more machmir in a mixture between Gedi on one hand and Para or Rachel on the other hand, whereas had it been a Gedi with an Aze, there would be no Iser Harba. And yet, despite that, if you take the Chalav Imo, in the case of a Gedi, meaning the Chalav the Aze, the mother, you violate the Iser Basa B'chalav, despite the fact that in Harba there would be no Harba between these two animals, between the A's and the Gedi, and so far as they belong to the same min, is how much more so in the case where you're mixing Paro with Gedi. For example, let's say you would take the Chalav of a Paro and cook it with a Gedi, or vice versa, where there would have been an Iser Kelayim with these two minim, is Eino Din Shenesru Imo B'Bishulo? How much more so if the Torah prohibits Bishul of two different minim, which really belong to the same min, and that's the case of Gedi and Chalav Imo Mamish, meaning the A's, where there is no Iser Harba and Kelayim, How much more so if you're going to mix chalav imo of a different species, let's say a paro with a gedi, with the bus of the gedi, where had you crossbred these two animals, the gedi and the para, you would be in violation of the Isar Arbas Kilayim, a lav in the Torah. And therefore, for sure, you're going to violate the Isar Bishul. And basically, this Kal Vachomer is coming to establish that if the Torah is machmir in combinations of minim, and that we see in the parsha of Harba, certainly the Torah should be machmir in the combination of minim as far as bishul basa b'cholav is concerned, which really puts the iser basa b'cholav in a new light. You know, we've never thought of the iser of bishul basa b'cholav in terms of mixing two species, which again is not correct at all, because gedi and aes, which belong to the same species, yet there's an iser basa b'cholav. Now, the next line, which is the closing four words of the Braisa, very paradoxical, says, Talmud Lomar Bachalav Bachalev Imo. You know, the Torah repeats itself, Bachalev Imo, to teach us that there's an Iser Basar, Bishol Basar Gedi, even with a Chalav of a Paro Rachel. But that makes no sense, as we'll see in the Gemara immediately, because we just derived that same conclusion from a Kal Vachomer. Now you're telling me Talmud Lomer have to derive it from an extra Yitur de Kra. So that's going to be the Gemara's next kash. But before we get to that, let's raise a slightly different kash on this Gemara, which is raised by the Marsha. He says, Mehecha nilmad iser bishul para bechalav para. He's asking the following question, that the logic of this Kal Vachomer is that the Isur Bishul of Basar B'Cholav reflects or parallel mirror images the Isur of Kilayim. And in the case of Gedi, the Torah tells us that there's an Isur Bishul Basar B'Cholav with the Gedi and the A's of one min. And that was the basis for our Kal Vachomer to jump over to two minim, let's say Chalav of a paro with a gedi, or whatever the combination there is. But lechora, let's say we have a case of para, meaning the basar of a para, with the chalav of a para. Now this is a very interesting case, because it's the same min. Now the Torah clearly indicates that in the case of gedi and eis, which is the same min, there's an iser basar b'chalav. That's explicit in the pasuk, but the Torah never stretches its arm out to never addresses the case of bishul basar para with chalev para, where they belong to the same min. Right? The Torah only told me this chiddush, that if they belong to the same min and there's no iser kalayim, there's nevertheless an iser bishul basar b'chalav. That's only in the case of gedi b'chalev imo. But what about other animals where you're cooking the milk in the same min, imo, where there would be no iser harba? Where's the ribui for basar min echad b'chalav min atzmo, in that same min, which is mutar b'arba? How do we know it's also b'bishul basar b'chalav? And the Marsha answers that we're going to derive the iser bishul para b'chalev para from the Isur Bishul of Gedi B'Chalev Para. Interesting. Because in the case of Gedi B'Chalev Para, we've already derived the conclusion that there is an Isur Basar B'Chalev, based on the Kal Vachomer, because Gedi B'Chalev Para is certainly included in Harbas Kilayim. And now you can ask me, but wait a minute, Gedi B'Chalev Para has an Isur Kilayim, how do you derive from that the conclusion of Para B'Chalev Para, where there is no Isur Harba? And the answer is, says the Marsha, that pircha is not a valid pircha, because yesh lo chiyach migdi b'chalev eis, that we have the case where he cooks the min with the chalav of the same min, and there is no iser harba, because it's all the same min, and yet it's also because of bishul. In any event, the Gemara goes on to ask the following v'akra lamali, how do you derive, why do you need to derive a pasuk when you already have the Kal Vachomer Asiole, you've already derived it from a Kal Vachomer Omer of Ashi. Bishum de Ikol and Meimar. Because we could possibly suggest the following. May Ikra de Dina Pircha. That there's a Pircha in this Kal Vachomer. And therefore, even though the logic of the Kal Vachomer in and of itself makes sense, but it is the victim, is subject and vulnerable to a Pircha, an attack. And that's why we're going to need a Pasuk to support the Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer in and of itself could not possibly stand independently on its own two feet as a result of this Pircha. And we have to, at this particular juncture, mention Shmuel, who back on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the previous Amud, Darshan Mechalev Imo, Bechalev Imo, which is repeated three times, to exclude Zachar, Shchuta, and Tmea. So how is the Gemara now going to suggest that we need this drasha to include chalev min acher, right? Gedi, basa gedi with chalev para, chalev rachel, etc., etc. Because Omer of Ashi, bishum de ikal and meimar, bikara de dina pircha, that we have a pircha on the Kal Vachomer, and therefore we're going to have to derive from chalev imo. Now, Chalev Imo was used by Shmuel to derive an exclusion of Zachar, Shchuta, and Tmea. How can the Gemara use it now as a ribui, the same Chalev Imo, to include Chalev Para and Rachel? And it would seem that we have no choice but to assume, to conclude, that the Tan of this Raisa never required a Yitur Dekra, a special drasha, as a miut from Chalev Imo to exclude Zachar, Shchuta, or Tmea, as Shmuel seemed to darshan, because we're going to exclude them from the simple meaning, the mashmol sakra, of Chalev Imo. Imo means the exclusion of a Zachar. And, at the same time, Imo means she's alive and well, and she's nursing. Is that excludes a Shchuta. And even Tmea is not included under Imo shel Gidi, because it's not a mintar. Which means the following, that when it says Chalev Imo, it's exclusively referring to a mintar, and Imo, which is not a mintar, is excluded. So if you have a Beit Tmea, she's excluded. Now, we'll add a little extra piece to the puzzle, which Rashi adds, that a Tmea, Beit Tmea, could not possibly give birth to a Tahar. So therefore the Pasuk of Chalev Imo could not possibly refer to a Beit Tmea, because the Gedi itself is a Behemah Tahora, and Chalev Imo means that the Imo has to give birth and be able to allow its young to suckle, and that would only apply if it was a Mintar like Gedi. So to make a long story short, Rashi's interpreting that this Braisa that's deriving from Chalev Imo, the case of Basar Gedi with Chalev Para or Chalev Rachel, stands in opposition, rejecting as it were the threefold drush of Shmuel to exclude Zachar, Shchuta, and Tmea, because these are excluded from Mashmos Hakra, hence the extra pasuk Chalev Imo to teach us Basu Gidi B'Chalev Rachel. Now the last Tosus on the page, Divrei Maskil Talmid Lomar, writes that the Tana of this Braisa darshins the Isur, a ribui for the Isur Bishul Basa B'cholav, as it applies to any behema, from the word Chalev. Now the Torah could have said Chalev Imo once, and there are two other Pesukim in which it says Chalev Imo, could have said Imo. or Be'imo. And from these two extra psukim, from one pasuk, we're going to derive the conclusion that Chalev Imo, and the Chalev on the second round and on the third round, are going to be Yitur Dekra, they're extra superfluous psukim, and one is going to teach us the Isur of Bishul Basu B'Chalev of all Behema, and the second one is going to teach us of the Chalev of all Behema Tahora. And that's the way Tosus understands this Braisa and the Drasha of Chalev Imo. Now let's see what the Pircha is on the Kavachomer from Revia. Says Rav Ashi, Mehecha Kamaisili, what's the basis of this Kal V'chom from which you want to derive an Iser Bishul B'chalev Parav Chalev Bracha? It's Me'imo, from the Pasuk Imo. He says, here's the Pircha. Mala Imo. Imo is different than the Gdi itself. Shekei Nesra Imo Bishchita. That here's a chumrah, another parasha of the Torah, which is Vayikra Chav Beis, where there's a chumrah dafka because it's the same min. Until now we said it was a kula, because if it's the same min, there's no Issa Revia. Now we're pointing out that the fact it's the same min generates a chumrah, a special lav. The Torah says, Shar Oseh, Oso Ves Benolo Sishchetu B'Yom Echad. You can't shech both the mother and the child on the same day. And that only applies to the mother and the child that belong to the same min. And therefore, the logic of this pircha goes as follows. That just like there's a difference between Gidi and Eiz, its mother, of the same min, as far as Shechita is concerned, you're not allowed to shech both the mother and the child on the same day, so too we can make a distinction as far as Bishul is concerned. That Dafka Gidi b'chalev imo, where there would be an Isur Shechita of Yom Echad, Eimu Bna, so too is an Isur of Bishul, Eimu Bna. So now we're sort of picturing, we're framing the Isur Basu B'chalev not in terms of Revia, but rather in terms of the Isur of Shechita of Eimu Bna b'Yom Echad. And here, Dafka, there's reason to assume that just like the Torah was machmir in the same min as far as Shechitas, Eim, Ubna, V'Yom Echad, so too the Torah was machmir with regard to the same min, with regard to Bishul of the Basa and the Chalev Imo of that same min. And that completely torpedoes our Kal V'Chomer, because we're substituting now the Iser of Osov Yespino for the Iser of Harbas Kelayim. And we'll come to the exact opposite conclusion, that there's more reason to be machmir within the same min. Now the Gemara says, V'tomar, and if you'll argue, Bipara. Now, when it says here, Bipara, the para is not the mother of the Gedi. Which would mean that if you shechted the Gedi, you're allowed to shecht a para on the same day. That's not Oso V'Yes B'No. Is Lo Nesra Imo B'Shechita. So maybe in such a case, if you were to cook the Chalav of a Gedi with the Basar of a Para, or vice versa, then the Torah would say that there's no Iser whatsoever. Because just like there's no Iser Shechitas Oso Eim U'Bna V'Yom Echad, so too there's no Iser Bishul Eim U'Bna V'Yom Echad, if it's not Eim U'Bna. And here clearly we're talking about Bishul Gdi, Bechalev Para. That's not Eimu Bna. That would not come under the Isur Shechita. Therefore, it doesn't come under the Isur Bishul. Talmud Lomar. That's what the Braisa means by saying that we cannot rely on this Kal V'Chomer. We need a Drasha Bechalev Imo. And since it's Yitur Dekra, we don't need this extra Pasuk Bechalev Imo. Therefore, the drasha, the Yitur Dekra, comes to include Chalev Para, meaning if he cooks Basa Gedi with Chalev Para, Chalev Rachel, he violates the Iser of Basa B'chala. Now if you take a look at this very small Tosfos, Divrei Maschil Mala Imo, he quotes the Chachamim back in the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel that Chaya is included under the Isur Bishul, and that would be a Pircha on this Pircha. Why? Because Chaya has no Isur of Emu Bna. Chaya was excluded from the Parsha of Shchitas Emu Bna. And that's a sugi back on Daf Ayin Tesamid Beis, that there's no Isur Oso Vespino in Chaya. And nevertheless, Chaya is included in the Parsha of Basa B'Cholam, according to the Chachamim of the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel. So that would be a Pircha of the Pircha. You see that the Isur Bishul Basa B'Cholam is not restricted to situations where there would be an Isur of Shechit of Oso Vespino. And the Marsha points out that Tosfos asks this question l'shitasam, based on their shita, that you don't need a special limud, a special drasha, for a ribui of basa para bechalev para, or basa rachel bechalev rachel, basa rachel bechalev rachel, because that's included under Gedi, and therefore chalev chaya goes without saying, it doesn't need a limud, that chaya is considered part of behema, and therefore it's included on the Chalev Imo. So this is the Kasha of Tosfos, and I don't see an answer to this Kasha. At least Tosfos doesn't offer an answer. I don't know if any other sources offer an answer to this Kasha. But let's quote other Rishonim on a different point, and that is, as a pircha to this Kal V'Chomer, Rashi, Diramasame Kara, which you'll see here, offers another pircha, and that is, Behema Tmeya Tochiach, Shasura Imo Beharva. Okay, so Harva applies even to Behema Tmeya, insofar as it's another min, but yet lo nesra imo bibishul, and that would be a pircha on the original Kal V'Chomer to equate basa b'cholav with the iser of harba, and we'll prove from behema tmeya that that's not so, because whereas behema tmeya is included in the iser harba, it's excluded from the iser basa b'cholav, and we really don't know why, according to Rashi, the Gemara didn't raise this pircha. Now, if you take a look at Tosfos Dibur Masal Par, which I think is the fourth Tosfos from the top of the Amud, they offer an additional reason for a Pircha on this Kal V'Chomer, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah holds a Chayav Yof on not including the Isur Basa B'Chol B'nat Torah. And that's true also, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglil, with regard to Of. And the reason for this is Sharei Lo Nesru Imo Beharba. This is based on a sugya that Tosfos refers to in Bava Kamma on Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, that in the case of Oph, there's no Isur Harba, and therefore it's not included under the Isur Bishul. So why didn't the Gemara bring that up as a kasha? Clearly indicating that Harba would not determine the parameters of the Isur Basa B'Chola, because if it would be, then certainly in the case of Oph, how could you possibly have what I meant to say is that in Oph there is an Isur Harba. I think I said the opposite, so I stand corrected, that there is an Isur Harba in Oph, and yet there's no Isur Bishul. So you see that Harba and Bishul are not hermetically sealed. They're not an absolute mirror image one of the other. So why did Gemara come up with that Pircha? And Tosfos suggests that the Pircha from Shechita, meaning Oso Vespino, is even a better, he calls it an Adifa, it has a certain strength to that Pircha, because that Pircha goes back to the Tchilas Hadin. Okay, so now we have another braisa that the Gemara is about to introduce, Tanya Idach. And this is going to teach us that the Isur Basa B'Cholav applies even to the Chalav of other behemoth Tahoros. And the Brice opens up with the pasuk goes Vashel Gedi Bachalev Imo, Ainli Ela Bachalev Imo, meaning the A's, which is the mother of the Gedi, Bachalev Achoso Gedola Minayin. Now here we have to know a little bit about the code words in the Talmud. Achoso Gedola, which literally means the oldest sister. That phrase is a reference to para. So we're talking about Chalev of a para. Now, why is Achoso Agedola a reference to a para? That's an interesting question. Now, para belongs to a different species than Gedi. So in that sense, you would not call it an aim. You can't call para an aim of a Gedi. But it's not included in Chalav Imo. And the reason for that is because it's a min gadol. Min gadol means it's a larger animal. And although both Gedi and para are min behema, they both belong to the general category of behema, but we cannot consider the milk of the cow as chalav imo because it's a different min. And that's called a min gadol because within the parameters or the universe of behemos, the para is considered gedola, whereas the gedi is katan. Now the phrase that we're about to learn, Achoso Ketana, that's a phrase that's synonymous with the Rachel, which is considered a smaller animal. Now we've already explained that the only thing that's considered Chalev Imo of the same min of Gedi is Eis. So we need now a ribui for other animals. So that's what we're going to have here in this braisa. Chalev achos agdol minayin. Amrit kalvachomer uma imo. Now we're talking about the parasha of Maser Behema. So we made an attempt to take Basa B'chol and put it into the parasha of Harba. We made an attempt to take the parasha of Basa B'chol and put it in a context of now we're trying to put this Bas B'cholov Iser into the context of the parasha of Meiser Behema. Shenichnasa imo l'dirlis aser. In other words, emu b'na, if you have the mother and the offspring, then you can put them together in one corral for the purpose of Maser Behema. But Nesra Imo Ben Bishol. So that although there's no difference between one Min Behema and another Min Behema as far as Hafrashas Maser Behema is concerned, that's called Nichnasa Imo Lidir Lis Aser. And we'll give a little bit of an introduction to the mitzvah of Maser Behema in just a second, is Nesra Imo Bebishol. Achoso Shalo Nichnasa Imo Lidir Lis Aser in Adin Shen Nesra Imo Bebishol Tamalom V'Chalev Imo. So the Gemara is saying the following, that within the context of Maser Behema, just like we saw in Shechitas Em Ubna, we need two animals that belong to the same species. And that's called Nichnasa Imo Ledir. So here, for example, in the case of Gedi and A's, they all go together into the deer, into the corral, for the purpose of Maser. And therefore it makes sense that Nesra Imo Bibishul. But Achoso, which means a para, as we said before, Shalom Nichtos Imo Ledilus Aser, you cannot add up a cow with a goat, a young kid in this case, and consider it two different behemoths in the calculation of 10 behemoths for Master Behema. Is a Nodin Shenesra Imo Bibishul. So you see that they are so separate one from the other, they don't have any common denominator as far as behema, min behema lachas, and maser behemas. Is therefore I draw the conclusion that certainly there would be an iser bishul because they're two different species. Tamalom, again, we don't know why this brisa ends up with a drush of b'chalev imo. Apparently there's some sort of pircha, and that we're going to need Ravashi again to reveal the pircha. So let's just get into Maser Behema for a moment. The Torah in Vayikra Chav Zion tells us, V'chol Maser Bakar Utson Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaShevet HaSiri Yeh Kodesh LaShem. So with regard to Bakar and Tzon, we take these animals and they're all Behemoth Tahoros and they were all born in an Eder. An Eder, you know, an entire clan of animals on an annual basis, and the Torah says that we should be Yavar Tachas HaShevet, we let them go out of the deer one by the other, the Shevet counts them, and then the tenth that goes out is sanctified as Kodesh. And the halacha is that Ein Ma'asu Min HaTzon Al HaBokar V'lo Min HaBokar Al HaTzon. And here's where we focus on Para here in this discussion. You may have noticed that we didn't mention the Rachel here in this discussion, because Gidi belongs to Tzon, and its mother, which is an Aes, belongs to Tzon, and then we have Rachel and Kvasim, sheep, they also belong to Tzon. So goats and sheep belong to Tzon, and therefore you can be mafrish from one on the other. But as far as Parah is concerned, Parah belongs to Bakar, and there's no possibility of including Bakar and Tzon in one Maser. So Kol Shemini HaTzon Nechshavim Ke'echad is then, you could be Mafrish, again, they always have to have been born in the same year, because we have another halacha called Ein Maser Min HaNolad B'Shana Zu Al Nolad B'Shana Cheres. But assuming they were all born in the same year, and they belong to two different species, so it depends. Are those two species under the same rubric, namely Tzon, and that would apply to both Kvasim and Izim? Or perhaps, are they two different minim completely, which would mean Bakar and Tzon, and therefore you could not be you cannot integrate them into one of Afrashas Maser. That's why this entire limud that we're discussing is only as far as Par is concerned, because Rachel is Mimin Son, and it would be Maser together with Gedi. We're going to have to see the next Gemara to see where we derive Rachel from. So the Gemara immediately asks, Vaha Lomali Crow, why do you need a pasuk for a ribui, an Isur Bishul Basa B'chalav, in the case of Gidi, Basa Gidi, with Chalev Para, Ha'asili just derived it from a Kalva Chomer. If they're separate as far as Maser is concerned, then for sure they're separate as far as Bishul Basa B'chalav. How much more so should there be an Isur Basa B'chalav, Omer of Ashi, Bishub the Ikra Lememar, Bi'ikra the Dina Pircha. There's a fundamental pircha on this Kal V'chomer. And the Kal V'chomer doesn't stand on its own 2 feet independently. And why is that? Mehecha kamaisale, your Kal V'chomer is based on me'imo. Ma le'imo shekei nesra imo b'shchita. Tomer b'chosa gedol shalo nesra imo b'shchita. If you would have had an Aes together with a Gedi, that would be included in shchita of Eim im Benabiyom Echad. But as far as those two, as far as Gedi together with Achos HaGadol, which we said is Para, there would be no Iser of Oso v'yespina b'yom echad, and therefore there should be no iser bishul basul chav. The Torah is mekil in terms of a combination of eis and para with regard to the iser of shechita. The Torah would be mekil even as far as basul b'chalav is concerned. Tamar lomar, therefore we need the pasuk b'chalev imo. Now at this point, I would like to introduce a question of the Maram Shif. And while I'm trying to figure out pshat in this Maram Shif, take a look, if you will, at Rashi Divrei Maskil Ainli. And he asks the following question. We should be able to derive Para and Rachel with a Kal V'Chomer, even without a Pasuk, from Eiz Acheres She'eno Imo. And we had mentioned earlier that Eiz She'eno Imo is not included under Imo. And if Eiz She'eno Imo, which is not included under Imo, and it's not included in the Iser of Harba, and yet it's also the Bishol, so if I take the milk of one Eiz with the boss of a different gedi from a different eis, I violate the iser bishul b'chalav, despite the fact that there would be no iser harbas kelayim. So then, how did the Gemara think that we could derive conclusions from this kal v'chomer based on harba, and then we reject those conclusions because of the pircha? Well, Parah and Rachel are included under the Iser Harba. Certainly they should be included under the Iser Bishul. And we can derive that from a Kal V'Chomer from Eiz Acheres. That if Eiz Acheres, despite the fact that it's included under the Iser Harba, is included... I'm sorry. That in Eiz and... in, let's call it Gedia and Eiz... Imo Acheres, there would be no Iser Arba, and yet there's an Iser Bishul. You see clearly that the Iser Arba and the Iser Bishul are two separate categories. The Al Kal V'Chomer Zeh Ein Lifach Mishchita. Then he says that the Pircha of Shchita would not apply here. Kishem Shapircha Shefricha Gemara Ma'ale Imo Shenesra Imo B'Shchita Tomer B'Parva Rochel Shlo Nesra Imo B'Shchita Shekein Eiz Sheina Imo Lo Nesra Imo B'Shchita. Wow. Now the Gemara Ashkecha and Achoso Gidola is going to talk about Rachel. Achoso Ketana Minayin. How do we know that Rachel, which is Admin's son, and is included on the Maser, and if Nesis Imo L'dir L'sase, how do we know that there's an Iser Baso Gidi Bechalev Rachel? Because if you're going to derive it from the Limud of Chalev Imo, then maybe that includes only a ribui for para, chalev para, but not for chalev rachel, because chalev rachel is not the separate min. You see that it's considered min son together with gedi, and it would be nechnesis imo ledir. So why would you be chayev for gedi with rachel? And the Gemara answers, asya mi beinaya. This is what we call a tzara shava. In other words, we're going to have to join forces together. We'll take the case of Imo and Achoso Agdola together. And Mehetesis. So which combination is going to effectively give us this Tzadashava? Tese mi Imo, if we're going to derive from a Kal V'Chomer from Imo, just like Imo is not separate from the child, from the Gdi, with regard to Arba, but Chalukei Mimena Le'inyan Bishul. But as far as Bishul is concerned, there's a separate category, Rachel, which is Chaluka Mimenu Inyan Harba. So there's an Isar above Gidi with Rachel. Is how much more so it should be separate in two separate entities as far as Bishul. So once again, just to review the logic of this Kal Vachomer, which again is going to need to be upgraded to the status of a Tzad HaShav as we go along, but the Kal Vachomer itself is from the fact that if Imo, which would be the A's, is not included under our bar with the Gedi, because it's all the same min, but yet the Torah says that Chalukim Zemizeh, as far as Bishul is concerned, then Rachel, which is Chaluka Le'in Arba, how much more so should be included under Basam Chalav? And when we say that Rachel is Chalukim Menul Arba, we're talking about Chalukim Migdi, even though again we saw that as far as Maisa Behemah is concerned, that depends on Hashem Tzon. But and now let's raise the following Pirchamale Imo. Shekein Nesra Imo Beshchita. Now, with regard to Shchita, we're going to say that Rachel is Chaluka. Correct? It's not included together with Gedi as far as the Isur Shchita B'Yom Echad is concerned. And there's no Isur B'Yavashal Gedi with... And therefore there should be no Isur to be Mavashal Gedi with the Chalav of a Rachel, because Rachel is not included in the Isur Shechita, and therefore Rachel should not be included in the Isur Basa B'Cholav. Is Achos HaGedola Tochiach, that even though there's no Isur of Shechita with the Gedi, it's not Imo, but nevertheless we already derived from a Yitur, from the extra Pasuk, that there's an Isur Bishul Gedi V'Chalev Para. So let's derive the same conclusion as far as Rachel is concerned, that there's an Isur Bishul Gedi V'Chalev Rachel. And if you'll come up with the Pircha Malachos HaGedola, because Achos HaGedola is very separate, because it belongs to the category of Bakar, is He Atzmo V'Chalaba Minayin. Just one second, I'm sorry, I skipped. Yishalom nichnas ha'imo ledir lis'aser. And as far as Meiser Behem is concerned, Para is a separate entity, a separate category on the Bakar as far as its relationship with Gedi. Whereas Rachel, we said, is nichnas ha'imo ledir because it's all part of the same Shem Tzon, is therefore, if there's such similarity, there would be no Bishul of Gedi b'chalev Rachel, is Imo Tochiach. Right? Because Imo is Nichneses Imo Ledir, and yet nevertheless is an Isur Bishul b'chalev Imo. So we're going to derive now that even as far as Rachel is concerned, where it's Nichneses Imo Ledir, there's an Isur of Bishul Gedi b'chalev Rachel. V'chazer Adin. And we keep going around and around, and there's always going to be a pircha. It's lower Zekra, Yisev, lower Zekra. In each case, we have a different pircha. That Imo is not Dome Achos HaGedola, and Achos HaGedola is not similar to Imo. Each one is Chaluka Migdi, but in a different way. And Para is Chaluka Migdi. That's as far as... that's as far as Oso V'es Binah. And Rachel, we said, has a similarity to Gedi because it's Nichneses Imo Ledir. So when we have Para, we can say that the Chaluka is that it's Bakar, it's not similar to Gedi, and it's not Nichneses Imo Ledir as far as Masa Behem is concerned. That doesn't apply in the case of Rachel, because Rachel is Tzon and it's Nichneses Imo Ledir. Yet we say that Rachel is Chaluka from Gedi as far as Osovies Bino is concerned. Yishchita. But we've already said that despite the fact that that Para is Chaluka from Gedi B'shchita, Osovies Bino, Yet we had a ribui to include it under Basar B'Chalav. But we might say no, the Torah included Gidi and Chalev Para because they are so Chalukim Zemizeh as far as Maser is concerned. Because the Para is not Nichneses Imo Lihis Aser. And that is not the case with regard to Rachel. Is that Tzara Shavet Shebehen? Shu Basa, the Gidi is Basa. V'yasa Levashel B'cholov. You can't cook Gidi in its own milk. Afani Ovi Achoso Ktana, that's Rachel. Shehu Basa. V'yasa Levashel B'cholov. So too, if you were to cook the basar of Rachel, and you would cook it with its own milk, it would certainly be an Iser basar b'cholov. So we're going to apply that even to the case of Gidi b'Rachel, b'chalev Rachel. Ihachi, if you have a ribui of achosok tana based on this tzarashava, and that tzarashava is between imo and achoso agdola, is achoso agdola nami teise b'minayu. In other words, we should use this tzarashava to derive the case of para, as far as bishul basa b'cholov is concerned. And we're going to say the following: there's a kal v'chomer from imo. Right, imo is nichneses imo ledirlis aser, and yet it's aser bebishul. Zachos gedola, which is so separate that it's ain't nichnes libar, is how much more so that it should be included under the iser basar b'cholov. And if you offer the pircha, but imo is asura imo bebishul, I'm sorry, b'shchita b'yom echad. That means as far as the iser of Shchitas Emu B'na B'yom Echad is concerned, which would not be true for Para, for Achosa Gedola, right? Is then we're going to answer that Achosa Ktana Tochiach, right? That there's no Iser of Emu B'na with regard to Gedi and Rachel, and yet it's included under the Iser Bishul. So you see that the fact that it's not included under the Iser Shechita doesn't prove a thing. So at this point, if you cannot ask a kasha from Achosa Gdola that it's Nechnesa Simul Adilis Aser, and nevertheless it's Asura, then how much more so in the case of Achosa Gdola of a Para that it's not Nechnesa Simul Adilis Aser, then certainly it should be included under the Iser Bishul. And the Gemara answers, Einochinami, that Achosa Gdol could also be derived from a Tzadashova from Imo and Rachel. So the Gemara says, Bechalev Imo Lomoli. So if you're going to derive it from this Tzadashova, why do I need the Pasuk and the Drasha, the Yitur Dekra of Chalev Imo? And the Gemara answers, Mi Boile, Lichidasanya, we need it for a different Halacha, which is codified in the Braisa. Bechalev Imo Ainli Ella. Chalev Imo, and here we turn to Kuf Yudalim and Beis. He atzma bechalava minayin. How do we know that you're not allowed to cook the basar of the mother with its chalav that came and was milked before the shechita? It's amrit kalvachomer uma b'mokom shelo nesar pri im pri b'shechita. As far as the Iser shechita is concerned, even though there's no Iser to Shecht B'yom Echad Pri and Pri, in other words, two children, two offspring of the same Behema, right, it only prohibits the Emu B'na, but Nesar Pri Im Ha'em B'Shechita, but you're not allowed to Shecht the mother with its child on the same day, is Makom Shenesar Pri Im Pri B'Bishol, as far as the Iser Bishol is concerned, the Torah was more Machmir, whereas in Shechita it was more Mekil, and the Torah says that the Iser Bishul applies pre and pre, you know, it's Gedi im Chalev Imo, which is called pre u pre, is Eino Din, Shenesa pre im Ha'em B'Bishul. is Tamalom v'chalev imo. So Blineda, tomorrow we'll try to pick this up and review some of these elements of Kal v'chomer and Tzarashova, and when we need a pasuk, where we don't need a pasuk. And that's it for today. So I wish you all a Freilich Chanukah, and I'm gonna take a little bit more of today to try to rest up, and Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll get together tomorrow.